Bonjour, madame.
Good afternoon, Madam Coordinator. Good afternoon, colleagues. I'd like to thank all of the panelists for their excellent presentations. And no specific question to ask, but I just wanted to take the opportunity to pick up on the issue of new technologies to share with you some thoughts that I've used to the French experts, the use of these technologies when it comes to elimination of ERWs, because I get the impression, because those thoughts are very close probably to those that we have just heard by Dr. Muller from Switzerland. So there are innovative methods. Many companies are exploring these encouraging avenues to be able to use the new technologies available. For example, recognition detection by drone. In this case, it's a matter of operating in two times. There are two aspects here. The first aspect is initially detection with various sen using various sensors, radars, thermal imaging, etc. And then subsequently, it's a matter of interpreting data using AI, as it was presented to us. AI that can then allow the demining operator to be certain of the presence or not of mines or of ERWs, and gives the operator a better understanding of the depth of the minefield, number of mines, and surface area. These assessments then, we need to best use AI, particularly in France, we're taking advantage of these technologies. When it comes to addressing IEDs, we've been developing intrusive methods for a number of years, including use of explosive microcharges or cannons, so as not to make the device explode. The use of radiography allows us to define the functioning of an IED or its degree of armament. Technological evolutions linked to these detection activities should allow us ultimately to facilitate demining. Finally, robotization, automation, remote control of demining equipment contributes to limit the danger to the deminer, and the final verification is always carried out human physically by an operator dedicated to removing and deactivating those explosive devices. So just to say that we in France, finally, we adopt a approach to the subject which seems to be very close to that of what we heard from Dr. Muller. Thank you.